This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Happy Open Line Thursday to all. We are the Junks, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to cropmetcalf.com. You can do that today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning, Cakesy. Happy Thursday.
Same to you. Hey, Jason, I saw yesterday that Metallica, who you're listening to right now, they announced their Australian and New Zealand tour dates for 2025.
Let's get on it.
It's in November. You tend to take some time off every November. Yep. You could fly down under and go see the boys.
You gonna come with me?
I would go to Australia to see Metallica. Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Road trip.
Let's look into 24 flights hour flight. Today.
Ultimate road trip. Let's do it.
Hit the Outback.
Yeah, we could do that. John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello. Good morning to you. And Eric Bickle is here.
Hey, buddy.
Who I saw last night at dinner.
That's right. We did. It was a nice surprise.
Country Club, yes.
Yeah, I was having dinner after we played, and all of a sudden, Dina says, hey, that's Cakes over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cakes and Amy walked in, and I told him I was disappointed. It was about 5:50. It was about an hour past when you normally like to be there.
I did make a 5:45 res, which is a little late, a little out of my comfort zone. I'm usually a 5:15 to 5:30
I felt like there were far too many people in there, a bunch of people at the bar. I know you like an empty restaurant.
I do like it empty.
And by the way, his wife also admitted she loves an empty restaurant.
Of course.
The two peas in a pod.
Yeah, it's all it is dining perfection. I've said it many, many times before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, how was waiter it? Or waitress will be able to take better care of you because they're not juggling six tables at a time.
Right.
It's quieter. I can actually hear my wife when we talk. It's nice.
Right.
It's better that way.
Did you sit out on the patio or inside?
Oh, inside.
Do they have a patio?
Yeah, very nice patio. I rarely dine al fresco.
A lot of people like to do the outside bit.
It has to be like perfect temperatures and conditions.
Yeah. Well, it was last night.
It was pretty good. Was pretty good last night.
They have
an
outside bar, too. People like to cozy up,
people
too.
Like to just get hammered out.
What did the Auvilles have for dinner?
I went with the special. I went with the prime rib. Nice. Which was just a massive slab of prime rib. Right. Brought some in.
I've never seen a small piece of prime rib.
Good.
Prime rib's always big.
It was delicious. And I went with my sides were dirty rice and broccolini. Mm-hmm. I went a little off board. Usually with the prime rib, I'd get a baked potato. But I saw dirty rice on the menu. I said, I got to have that. And what did my wife have? What did it? She can't eat very much on the menu because she has food sensitivities. Chicken Caesar salad was her go-to.
What did the Bickles have?
Bickles
and Healy. Tom Healy was their dining guest.
I wanted to get the prime rib special, but it was a slow roasted prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
And I can barely keep my eyes open. And they said you can't get it less than medium.
Yeah, it was medium. But it was very good.
But I so
the
I
steak
was like,
king didn't approve.
Man, I can't do a medium steak. But then when it came out,
because
my buddy ordered it. I think my wife ordered it, too. When it came out, the medium was fine.
Mm-hmm. So where'd you get the salmon?
No. So I got the prime rib. No, that was... No, I got the ribeye.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The prime rib special.
Very confused.
It's confusing. The prime rib special, you could because it's slow roasted, you could only get medium. So I got the prime rib rare. And believe me, that sucker was rare.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. I almost had a tinge of regret.
Yeah.
But
if I recall the discussion yesterday, Jason was going to have Taco Tuesday on Wednesday because on Tuesday he had leftover fillets. So did you do Taco Tuesday?
Taco Wednesday, yeah. We did Taco Wednesday.
Very good.
Taco Tuesday.
We did Taco
on Wednesday.
Tuesday on Wednesday, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you did Taco Wednesday with the leftovers from
the leftover fillet
Tuesday.
Yes.
And tonight you're doing sushi.
And I am doing sushi.
I know his schedule better than I know my own.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah. I have no idea what I'm going to eat tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Jason, ask me what time I ate dinner last night.
Oh. 10? Well, can I just guess?
10 p.m. Sure. 10 p.m.
All right. I'm going to say 9:45.
No. Wasn't that late.
Oh. 8:30.
About 8:15.
It's very late. I know you have a lot of coaching and other activities.
Well,
you know how.
We practiced until 7:30.
Yeah.
Yesterday was swim. We did soccer before that, then swim. Get home around 8. Stopped at Quickway Hibachi.
Oh, I've done Quickway Hibachi. It's pretty good. I have one in my neighborhood.
All right.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
You know what it is? It's mall hibachi.
Yeah.
Now they're in strip plazas.
Yeah.
That's basically
bingo.
That's basically what it is. Yeah. It's like when you go.
It feels like I'm not doing a drive-through, but essentially it's kind of a drive-through.
It's one step above like right. fast food.
Right.
It's a half notch above.
Yeah.
Well, if you remember during the show, the last couple of days, I'm just getting these Charlie horses in my hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, it was bad. I'm just dehydrated. I'm not drinking enough water, playing a lot of golf, going in the sauna. I'm a little behind the curve, behind the eight ball right now.
Water!
I couldn't even
sign. If you're dehydrated, you probably shouldn't be doing so much sauna time.
Yeah. I didn't do it the last 2 days.
It certainly doesn't look like it's helping you.
He's addicted to it.
What do you mean it doesn't look like it's helping you?
You said you can't keep your eyes open. You're getting Charlie horses.
Because I'm tired. But
you might need to change the habit.
No, I just got to drink more water. But
and if you've seen EB's introduction to Alex Saar, a lot of people were saying he looks like an 80-year-old. Like maybe too many bendovers with golf.
Look, I know that we want to take pictures and have a social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
The picture that was taken with the brightest lights in the history of the world that were shining on us at like that picture is probably taken at 6:02 in the morning when we're at our puffiest. That picture is hideous.
Well, I also think somebody ramped up the contrast or something.
I don't know. It just
did not help.
Again, we should have final edit approval on any pictures that get posted to social media.
It was a video.
Yeah, it's a video. Mike Marr put this up. Jason, watch this. Just look at the introduction of Alex Saar. You give him a you dap him up nice, and then look at EB.
It's just hunched over. Can't stand up straight.
Well, it's because after I play around the golf, I'm just a little bit sore, man. I'm sorry. But I couldn't even sign my check. Every time I gripped the pen, my hand was cramping up. And I actually started to get scared.
Right.
And so I told my wife, I said, we drove separately. I said, I'm going straight to CVS or Safeway, and I'm getting two things of Pedialyte.
Okay.
So I pummeled two
them.
Big things of Pedialyte
Warm?
Last night. Oh, I love it.
Room temp?
It's fine. Room temp's fine.
Ugh. Gross. I would never.
And then I was Theragunning my legs.
Okay.
Because the cramps were going from my left leg to my right leg.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder if I'm having a stroke or something.
You didn't buy a bunch of, you were hyping up peptides yesterday at
peptides
CVS.
Are hard to get. Peptides are for soft tissue injuries.
Okay. Where would you procure a peptide?
Doctor.
Doctor gives it to you?
Isn't this kind of concerning?
I mean, dehydrated. Yeah, I'm dehydrated.
How old are you? What are you, 53?
54.
54? And
yeah.
You're moving around like this, and a round of golf is making you so weak.
I'm
like, this is that, like.
What do you want me to tell? What do you want me to do? You want me to curl
you might
up
have
and
to
die?
Go to a doctor.
I don't think I need a doctor.
Maybe quit the sauna if you're dehydrated.
I haven't.
The sauna takes water out of you.
I understand. I usually drink 3 bottles of water in the sauna.
Oh, you're in the sauna. You're drinking while you're getting dehydrated.
Does it make sense to you, Jason?
I don't know.
He just
all right.
He lives his life.
I won't share with you
he
anymore.
Lives his life.
I won't share. I thought it was kind of humorous, but okay, that's fine.
You can share.
I'm not taking it as serious as these guys.
Yeah, you guys are taking it real seriously. It's fine. My back gets sore after I play golf, and I'm crampy because I happen to be in a stretcher. I'm a little bit dehydrated. Sorry. because I've been playing golf and I'm not drinking enough while I'm walking. It's a little combo. It's an added element to my life.
So now you're making him upset. He's getting the face.
No, I don't have the face.
You're making him get the face.
It's not. Everything's fine. Just
he's complaining about something, which is an easy solution. Yesterday, he's complaining about being dehydrated and he's drinking soda and coffee.
Well, I think that also hurts me. Yeah, that does hurt
me. Maybe. By the way, if you're having those symptoms, you put some electrolytes in you.
I was happy.
Well, I got two bottles of Pedialyte and I'm still cramping up.
Happy to do the show at Entertainment and Sports Arena yesterday, but we can only do that so often because there was no coffee there. I did a show without coffee yesterday. I was driving home. I was like,
you get a headache?
I was worried about falling asleep.
Fall asleep at the wheel.
I was like, why am I about to fall asleep? Oh, because I didn't have one drop of coffee the entire time.
Well, there was a bin of beer and Pepsi you could have stolen. I stole
I didn't see this bin.
Yeah, but it wasn't warm. I mean, it wasn't cold. It was warm.
Yeah, I mean, it was warm. It was room temperature.
Right. Why didn't you stop on the way in?
He was too worried about getting there.
There's just no real good place to stop for coffee at 4:50 in the morning that I can think of.
You don't have a 7-Eleven near you?
Not really on the way. Like
a Krispy Kreme or a Dunkin' Donuts?
I could go out of the way and do it, but I didn't bank in that time to get it done.
Did you get coffee on the way home then?
No, my daughter luckily called me about 3/4 of the way home. She's like, Dad, do you want coffee? And I said, yes. The biggest cup of iced coffee you can get me from Dunkin' Donuts. I need it.
I didn't know you were an iced coffee guy.
I'm an any kind of coffee guy.
You were iced coffee because it was the afternoon type thing or because it was warm outside?
It was unseasonably warm, so I went with the iced coffee instead of hot.
Right.
Yesterday, while you guys were doing the show, I was talking to the Wizards VP of Communications.
Okay.
It was very nice. And she set up the whole breakfast for us. She was awesome.
That was very nice. What was her name again?
Ketsia.
Ketsia. Okay.
And she goes, I've always wondered this about the junkies.
Uh-oh.
The question I always wanted to know is, do they get in a lot of fights with each other off the air? Like, what's the biggest fight that's ever happened with those guys? I'm like, well, there was one fight about a decade ago.
Yeah.
A little over that.
Bickle and JP wrestling in the in the studio.
And that was on air. That wasn't even off air.
Yeah.
I don't think off air we really fight.
But I said, for the most part, they just know how to kind of de-escalate everything if they are annoyed with each other.
We just avoid each other and no talk.
Yeah. and we scramble out of here with the quickness once the show is
gone. And then most guys, after you take a breath, 5 minutes later, you're over it. Most guys. Jason might hold a grudge for 30 years. But most people.
You know me.
5 minutes later.
Grudge holder extraordinaire.
Five minutes later, they don't care.
How long has it been?
For what?
Since your last phone call with the person you don't speak of anymore.
Skippy.
Over a year, right?
June 21st of last year.
It's got the exact date down.
He knows the date better than I know my wedding anniversary.
Again, and it'll get back to him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He blamed me for something I didn't say.
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
I know exactly what he's blaming.
So he blamed me and he stopped reaching out to me, so he's done in my book.
Right.
In fact, I blocked him on the phone.
Oh, you did? That's quite an extraordinary
just an
move.
Example of what Eric was just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he admits it.
I know.
Yeah, I do admit it.
Yeah. I don't like to hold grudges because it's too burdensome.
It's not healthy. You're gonna give yourself an ulcer.
Yesterday I didn't go to the bathroom one time. At the entertainment,
you watch out.
Well, he said don't go in there, and it was going to be smelly. Yeah. So I just didn't. I didn't go.
You avoided it.
There was more than one bathroom, but okay.
I didn't know. I was just. I was out of my element.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I was driving home, and I'm on the toll road, and so the IBS hit me. Something hit me.
Oh, jeez.
So I had to stop in Herndon.
You had a rumbling.
I couldn't even get to my house. Herndon to my house is maybe 7 minutes.
Okay,
and I had to stop at a hotel and go to the.
That is a great
move. That's a good move, though.
Seriously, I couldn't believe
it. That is a pro move because a lot of people might pick like a gas station or like a fast food spot.
Just find a Marriott or something.
I went to a gas station.
Oh, you did?
And there was someone in there.
Oh.
I said, oh, geez. So I had to rush to my car.
You just go to even on some modest hotel on the main floor. They always have bathrooms.
Yeah. You just walk in and act like you're a guest.
Nobody uses them.
So nobody's going to be like, are you a hotel guest?
No.
They're not going to ask
walk in there,
you.
They don't have no idea.
Yeah, of course.
Just go in there. You know how many poops I've done in random hotels?
I'm sure it's a high number.
Anyway, we get to see Alex Saar's debut tonight.
I hope Alex Saar doesn't walk around like Bickle tonight on the court.
I'm going to have to double screen it tonight because we've got Thursday night football. You got the Vikings and Rams. It's a pretty good game. Of course, there are fantasy implications.
Is Cup definitely playing?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the injury report on him. Well, but you got that, and you got the Wizards' debut.
On Yahoo, you know, on the fantasy rosters, yeah. They usually have the Q, red Q. Sure. He doesn't have one.
Then fire him up.
I think I'm going to have to fire him up.
He should be good.
And then, Alex Saar's debut.
That's correct. Boston Celtics are in town.
Catching 13.5. Do you want to bet the $10 you owe me on either side?
You don't have a preference. You just want the action.
I just want the action.
Do I want to take the Wiz getting a bunch of points?
Do you want to take the 13 or lay the 13.5?
What's the question? 13.5 points?
Yeah.
I think I'd, if I'm going to do it, I think I'd rather
go under.
Go plus the 13? Wiz. Plus the Wiz number.
You want to do it? $10?
Let me consider.
All the defense talk didn't move you yesterday.
No, it never moves me. I've heard that talk from every different regime that's taken over here in Washington.
Dating back to Daryl Walker.
I mean, Brian Keefe can talk all he wants about defense, but unless the players are bought in, you know what? I'm a doubting Thomas. I need to see it to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
If I see them hold the Celtics to, like, I don't know, 105 points or so, then maybe I'll believe it. But I don't think that's going to happen.
No. I don't either.
I think they're going to score probably 120 or 125 points, maybe more.
All right. Well, you let me know.
Okay.
You can also do the total.
Yeah. Could do that.
I think it's 233 and a hook, I think.
I thought Alex Saar was awesome.
Loved him.
I didn't particularly. Nice
kid. Did you love his Crocs?
No, I'm not a Crocs guy. No, I think Crocs for guys is not a thing, but.
They're very comfortable, though.
You guys do you. I liked him. And I didn't really have any particular affinity for him before.
Very nice, respectful.
Yeah, I just didn't care.
Yeah, young
now I like him.
Yeah.
So, it's cool.
He's younger than all of my kids, by the way. He's younger than all three of my kids. I couldn't stop thinking about that. He's sitting there.
Significantly younger.
Well, I mean, my youngest is 20, so there's a 1 year.
There's a 1 year. Right. But yeah, 1 year gap.
Like, yeah, he's younger than all my kids. Mm. It's bizarre.
He's younger than two of mine, but I still got one under him.
I told my daughter what his salary is as a rookie, and her jaw nearly hit the floor.
I don't even know what it is.
$11 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's his starting off pay scale.
What a life, huh?
Yeah.
Different life, Cakes.
I said, don't expect to make anything like near that number when you get out of grad school. I'm pretty sure that's not happening. $11 million. Pretty crazy.
Don't kill her dreams.
Yeah, maybe
there's some $11 million job out there.
If she does.
I forget what field she's in.
Psychology.
She needs
She ain't making that in psychology.
She needs to start a company and then sell it.
She is not making $11 million.
She wants a day trade or
that's
something.
That's the only way she's
going to
do it.
All right, coming up on an open line Thursday, we have a lot to get to. Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him. Dave Richard will answer all of your fantasy questions. That is at 8 a.m. And Nick Dowd from your red-hot Washington Capitals.
Something's up with them.
Will join us at 9:45. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page, talk about the Caps, Keeter, and more next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. They're installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. We'll get into the Junkies sports page now, but coming up in about an hour, don't forget Brian Baldinger will join us, Odyssey's NFL insider.
Yep. Baldy had a really good breakdown of the Commanders' defense, which I retweeted at Junks Radio, if you follow us on X. He was high on some of the things that the defensive players were doing, like moving into certain gaps. Now, they played the Carolina Panthers. We'll see if they can continue playing well against the Bears. They've been up and down at times, but check it out before we talk to Baldy, but we'll talk to him about that coming up.
You see the Panthers are going back to Bryce because Dalton hurt his thumb in the car accident. Didn't he hurt his thumb in the car accident?
Yes. Yeah. I was fist pumping because I picked up the Denver Broncos in one of my numerous fantasy leagues. So that I'm basically banking on a 20-point performance now from my defense.
That'd be nice.
I just feel like it's kind of incoming at this point.
Are the Broncos going to get to 5-3?
They're playing the Panthers, JP, in Denver.
In Denver.
That's the answer is yes.
They're not good.
They're not very good, but I believe they're projected to score more points this week than the Kansas City Chiefs. So the answer is yes, they're going to win.
Wow.
And half of those will probably be defensive.
They very well
could.
Or
maybe special teams.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
All right, so let's open up the sports page. We kind of hit on a couple things in the first segment. Something's going on with the Caps.
Mm-hmm. And it's good.
I don't know what it is.
Something that's going on is good.
The Flyers stink. That's part of it.
That is
the Flyers do stink, but I don't think anybody expected the Flyers to be 1-5-1.
The Flyers do stink, and I take a weird perverse glee in that. I don't know why. I guess because they've been a long-time rival of the Caps. Like yesterday. Or
I can't stand the Flyers.
2 days ago, I was walking down to my car.
And I barely like hockey.
Walking to my car in the garage here, and I walked by a car that had a license plate frame. It said the Philadelphia Flyers had their logo, and I caught myself like going, ugh. I just did kind of sneered at it. Mm. So I like it when we beat the Flyers in a home and home. Beat them in their building, and then the next day, come down here and give it to them real good.
What's six goals is five impressive. 5-1? Is that what it is?
Five and one.
They've got 20. 5-1. They've got 26 goals in six games.
You know how many had an empty netter
last year? You know how many they had last year in the same span?
How many?
12.
That's incredible.
12 goals in the first six games.
So think about it. Something's going on. I mean, I know they added pieces.
Mm-hmm. Mikey had two.
Yeah.
And our guy Nick Dowd is going to join us at 9:45. He scored his second goal of the season.
Last night I noticed they were going, they love him.
Is the system changed?
I mean, I don't think so. I think it's an upgrade in talent.
It's just an upgrade in talent.
Yeah, they bring in Pierre-Luc Dubois. He scores an empty netter. Ovi scores an empty netter. You mentioned Mikey. He's off to a ridiculous start.
Yep.
So far.
Did Doubter get, was he in the penalty box and he came right out?
Came right out. Yep. A laser, too. Laser.
Yeah, we have to ask Doubter today.
I was listening on the radio because I was driving around last night from soccer to swimming.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't believe it. It was the end of, I think, the first period, and John Walton says that the Flyers had two shots on goal.
Right.
Like, almost an entire period, they only had two shots.
They made some adjustments during intermission because the second period, they almost scored a third, where there was a breakaway, and Logan Thompson made an amazing save where he was sprawled out and had the puck like underneath his leg pads, and it didn't trickle past the goal line. So the Caps were doing everything they could in that second period to let the Flyers back into the game. But luckily, they gathered themselves, put it away in the third with some empty netters.
It's early, but does he have a better goals against average than our other guy?
Who, Logan Thompson? Think so.
Chuck?
I'd have to look at their numbers, but I'll say this. I was a little bit skeptical when I heard the plan was to flip-flop the goalies every game. Seems to be working so far.
You want your goaltending stats, CB?
Yes. Well,
both of them have played three games. Logan's won three games. His goals against average is 3.28.
All right.
Lindgren's played three. Two wins, one loss, 2.36 goals
so he's
against.
Played better.
So he's better.
Gotcha.
Save percentage. I don't even think they have the save percentage numbers up. Oh, there it is. Logan Thompson, 88.4%. Charlie Lindgren, 90.5%.
There's a lot of teams in the NHL, and I couldn't name players from any of them, but they're off to incredible starts. Obviously, the Caps.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rangers are off to a 5-0-1 start.
Coach Lav.
Right? Mm-hmm. The Winnipeg Pets are off to a 6-0 start. Minnesota hasn't lost, 4-0-2. Well, they've got overtime losses.
Calgary,
5-0-1.
Yep.
I mean, so there's like four or five teams that either have one loss or a zippy.
Yep. And the Devils are, they have 1 point more than the Caps, but they played three more games in the Metro.
So the Caps, I think, play Tampa on Saturday down in Tampa.
It's a roadie. Yep.
And Tampa's off to a good start, too. They're 4-2. They've scored as many goals as the Caps. They've scored 26 as well. So something's going on with the Caps.
Touched by God right now.
I like this offensive firepower that they're showing through the first six.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Trust me, it's way better than last year. Because last year, scoring goals was a difficult task for this team.
Hmm. Well, who knows? Yeah, I don't think you could say the die is cast that it's going to be this way all season.
And Ovi now needs 40 more to hold the record. 39 to tie Gretzky's record.
Correct. 40 away.
He'll get there. It's gonna
He's
going to
get
so
there.
So the Caps are hot. They've played six games. The Wiz open up their season tonight.
I got an easy one, right, Cakes?
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be really easy when there's 12,000 people in Capital One wearing Celtics jerseys.
Hmm.
7 o'clock tip. The Celts lay 13.5. The total's 233.5. Of course, Celtics have already played one. They played opening night. Doubleheader almost broke the record for threes. In a game, they hit 29 threes against the Knicks. So let's just see what the boys can bring in an opener against the defending champs.
Do I dare bet the under coming off Coach Keefe's emphasis on defense going forward?
Sure.
I don't know if I like that plan.
You know, the one thing I guess I can say, they always talk about defense, right? And we just mock it.
Mm-hmm.
But they literally drafted a guy at the top of the draft. That's all they care about is his defense.
And another thing they did, I think they're the biggest team in the league. Their average height, like across the board. They're the tallest team in the league.
No shrimps allowed.
Helps with defense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'll buy into it a little bit.
I'm interested to see what Dawkins was talking about and Keith was talking about. The style of offense where everybody brings it up and can be a playmaker. We'll see.
Yeah.
Because when they were talking about Koulibaly, they actually were talking about him more as a playmaker.
Oh, I need
Koulibaly. That'll be interesting.
I need Koulibaly for all of my scouting chops, EB. I need him to come through.
Hey, even the most elite scouts, I know, sometimes miss.
Sure.
It's part of it.
Sometimes you swing and miss.
Sometimes you
like
miss.
Like, for instance, I missed on Trey Lance. Unless he's going to have a weird career renaissance.
Possible
down the line,
unlikely but possible.
I'm not banking on it.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it happens, but I don't think it's very likely.
The only guy that I can remember that totally changed his career arc after, and it was literally after being out of the game for like 5 years, was Tommy Maddox.
I knew you were going to go to Tommy.
Now
Maddox.
I would actually say Geno Smith might fall in that category too. He was never really sort of out of the league, but he was languishing as a backup.
Sure.
I mean, I know I thought he was garbage for 6 years. I don't know. I mean, how long?
Yeah. Didn't
so
play
you
much.
Never know.
Maybe I think
Trey
if
Lance
you want to go old
Geno
school,
Smith.
You're going to go old school. Rich Gannon,
Jeff Hostetler.
He had a resurgence kind of later
in
his career.
Did. Some guys did.
Became a really good player.
So last night in the NBA, we had, a handful of games. Just kind of interested to see how some of these rookies were playing.
Who had my guy Reed Shepard? How did he do?
I think he played 13 minutes or 15 minutes.
Got a bet in the book on him being the Roy.
Hold on. I think he had six. I think he had 6 points. Let's see. He played 16
that
minutes.
Sound like a great start.
2 for 5, 4 points. Sorry, 4.
That, I mean, it's fine.
But a lot of these rookies just kind of looking at him. Drabby, you can help me out if you have some of the box scores up.
Rishashe scored 8 in his debut.
Rishashe down in Atlanta. They did
number
win.
Number one pick.
Beat the Nets. Nets are terrible. But he was 2 for 8, you said?
Yes.
Ron Holland, who was the first round pick of the Pistons. Pistons just have top picks all the time, but they lose their opener to the Pacers. Let's see. Ron Holland played 15 minutes, was 2 for 6.
Who's the guard that I scouted that I said it was Ivy? How's he doing?
He's okay. I think he scored 17 last night.
Yeah, I think he's a stud.
17-5-4.
I don't know if any of the rookies really jumped out here. Reed Shepard was nubs. At least he played. Edie was bad last night. Klingon barely played.
Klingon played 13 minutes, I think.
He had like 2 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
The bar is low for Alex tonight.
Kinect didn't do much in his Lakers debut.
No.
Portland got pummeled.
That's a good point, Drabby. Bar is set kind of low for Alex
rookies right now. I still don't think he's going to put big offensive numbers this year. It certainly doesn't sound like they care about it.
Yeah, but what if he grabs like 10 or 11 boards and swats 3 shots tonight?
You'd have to be in there a decent amount to do that, right?
I think he's going to get all the minutes he can handle.
Do you think he's going to get more than Bilal got last year? Similar age, right?
Probably around there. Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay.
How did Matas Buzelis play for the Bulls?
He didn't play a lot either.
Really?
He had 2 points.
He was the 11th pick.
So Lonzo Ball was out there, and he played 13 minutes.
See how Steph Castle plays tonight for the Spurs. Spurs play tonight, I believe. So anyway, NBA kicking off, and the Wiz home opener tonight against the Celtics.
Go out there. Go sit in the Hennessy Loft Suites. They're unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Right there, courtside.
I'm going to have to try that this season, EB.
I'm telling you, that's the move. Jason doesn't like to leave his house. But find a time that's convenient for you. Uh-huh. Go sit in those Hennessy Loft Suites.
I'm going to have to try that Hennessy signature cocktail that they have that they serve in the loft.
I didn't even know that.
I mean, you should know that.
I think I got my own.
Hennessy's sponsoring it.
Yeah, I think I got my own
signature
cocktail drink. Right.
Well,
I'm happy to do it.
Sure.
But it's courtside.
Yeah.
Waiter service.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, you'll look over to the next one and be like, oh, hey, what's up, TJ Oshie? How you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Or like, oh, there's Tom Wilson in the Hennessy loft next to me.
Or it can be regular donks.
Could be regular donks, too. It's probably mostly
what I remember is the dessert tower.
Yeah, that sounds
some dessert
nice,
guy.
Sounds nice amazing. Dessert tower.
It's basically a 4-course meal.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, definitely recommend it.
Vikings-Rams tonight in L.A., 8:15 start. I think Cooper Kupp's going to play.
Okay.
I think. We'll have to ask Dave Richard when we have him on in a couple hours. But
he's in a lot of trade rumors.
He's in some trade rumors. I think the ankle's okay. I think he's off the injured list. I mean, unless he's questionable, I think they're expecting him to play.
Yeah.
The 33rd team threw out possible trade scenarios for Cooper Kupp, and they had several teams and potential deals to move Kupp from the Rams to said team. The Commanders are one of them.
Ooh.
Would you pull the trigger? I put this on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. You can give us a follow there. It was Cooper Kupp for a 2025 second round pick.
No, no way. I'm not picking up a 30-year-old guy with a long injury history.
No, 31?
That makes like $30 million a year? No, thank you. It's like the whole Davante Adams thing. Yeah. No, thanks.
Just second round pick.
Not a fit. No. Not a fit for
fourth
for this
rounder,
plan.
Maybe fifth rounder.
Yeah, second rounder, way too rich.
Fifth rounder, I definitely would do it. No. Fourth rounder, I would only do it if it was a conditional fourth rounder where he had to play a certain amount of plays.
Yeah,
kind of like what's going on with Hopkins.
A draft capital's too rich for my
second
blood.
Rounder. I mean, that's a high pick.
When he's peak Cooper Kupp and he's 27, different story.
Oh yeah, if you tell me he's gonna get 15 targets a game, that Cooper Kupp, and he's gonna stay on the field. Of course I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
But the broken down one who has ankle injuries all the time and can't stay healthy, not interested.
All right, last but not least, some college football news from last night and going forward. If you're a Liberty fan, you just suffered one of the worst losses you'll ever see. All right, so here's the deal. They played Kennesaw State down in Georgia last night.
Yep.
They were a huge favorite. Liberty was one of 11 undefeated teams in college football. They were 5-0 coming in. Kennesaw just joined FBS this year. Hadn't had a win yet. And they upset Liberty by three. Apparently, it was the sixth time ever in the history of college football that an 0-5 team or worse beat a 5-0 team or better in the AP poll era. The last time it happened, it was 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't happen. And the fact that Liberty lost to the bottom feeder in the conference is just, it's amazing because they were about a 25-point favorite in that game.
People sleep on Liberty. They got a great athletic program over there. I mean, relatively.
They do have good athletics.
You know,
generally.
Very good athletics.
Last night, though, not a good look for them.
Not last night, but generally speaking, they do.
Yeah, that was just a really bad loss for them.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 7:20, Brian Baldinger will join the show. We'll talk NFL and Commanders with him. But next, we'll tell you about a national pizza chain that's reversing course after a disastrous marketing campaign. We'll give you the details on that next here on The Fan. We'll hit the Skins coming up at 7 as they prepare to take on the Chicago Bears this weekend at Northwest Stadium. Give you the latest on Jaden Daniels and more. That's coming up at 7 a.m. So I wanted to talk about this story. I kind of chuckled when I saw it yesterday. I'll be honest. But it's prompted a lot of like outrage and protest.
It doesn't necessarily, you know, we always say any press is good press.
Yeah.
This doesn't necessarily fall into any press is good press.
So, and Pizza is a DC-based pizza chain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many locations they have, but they're popular.
I didn't realize it was DC-based.
So, they're promoting a new dessert named after former mayor/councilman Marion Barry. And the launch frequently references drugs on the PR campaign. They have Marion Barry knots. It's the dessert, okay, that are sprinkled with powdered sugar. And the marketing campaign says, these knots will blow you away.
This is Valdez. Are you the PR director for them?
People are losing their minds.
Yeah. It is sticky, but come on. Don't you think I'd have a better campaign than this?
I think a more
original campaign than this?
I don't know, but
to me it's fine. It's like I get it, but it's a horrible, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, are they essentially donut holes?
They're just like
fried dough, probably. With sugar on top
filled
of it.
Filled knots topped with icing, powdered sugar, and then even more powdered sugar. Enough powder for you and a few friends.
I mean, probably the last really thing good. On earth you would want to do would be to tie your business to a political figure, a controversial political right. figure. Riddled with a sordid history.
Yeah, how did somebody that works in PR, that gets paid to do PR for this company, see this and not say, you know what, this is going to ruffle some feathers. No, this is going to upset people.
Or it's a 30-year joke, too.
Yeah, it's 30 years old.
Right. It's an old reference.
It's a 30-year joke.
Yeah, like I was trying to explain to my daughter who Marion Barry is, and I mean, she's 22 years old. She has no idea and no file on Marion Barry.
Did they do it on purpose? Didn't they misspell Barry? That on purpose?
Yeah, Marion Barry is with an A.
Right.
But these are, I think there's a real thing called a Marion Barry, which is what they're stuffing these pastries with. Hence the play on words and the name.
There's such a thing as a Marion Barry?
Pretty sure.
Okay, I think then that it is.
Yeah. Way and pizza.
It's way over my head.
They probably sat around a conference room table and pitched ideas, and people laughed at it, chuckled, and they said, go with it.
Right.
Or they just decided that any press is good press type of thing, that this is going to call attention to it.
Press,
I'll say this about Ann Pizza. Now, this is just the one that is in...
I've never been to Ann Pizza.
This is in downtown Crown.
Yeah.
I've been to
in downtown Crown in Gaithersburg, and we would walk to Ann Pizza frequently. For a while, I was going a lot more frequently towards the end. And this may be just this particular franchise. To me, it looks like they're dying.
Okay.
It used to always have a line. Mm-hmm. It's one of those places where they have certain pizzas you can order, but it's really fast. So it's kind of like a Panera style.
The novelty is worn off. It would be my opinion on it. Because like 10 or 15 years ago, it was like, hey, and pizza, or however long they've been around. It's the Chipotle of quick pizza. Like you can pick your toppings, whatever. It's just like you can.
Is there another one like that, though, where you go through and it comes out in like five minutes?
Like Blaze Pizza is another
one.
Blaze.
What else?
I think LeBron is like an investor in Blaze pizza.
What is it?
Mod.
I think Mod is one I've been to quite a few times.
Yeah. Mod went out of business in the Kentlands.
Yeah.
What was the place like that that used to be at Montgomery Mall next to like Chipotle. Remember? And they advertised here. Or they maybe for a second.
I know exactly what you're talking about. We had gift cards for that spot.
It
and went out
good
of business
too. I think it went out of business.
Gusto, was it?
Yeah,
Gusto.
Gusto Pizza. Yeah,
I think they're Busto.
Gusto Busto.
Gusto's Busto.
You know what? That's the joke du jour so far.
I like love that. I actually like it.
I don't know.
I saw DJ Flex was leading the boycott.
Oh, he was
on his Instagram.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
that.
He was really angry.
He was really pissed.
Yeah. I think he should be. I mean, although. You probably didn't know there was such a thing as a Marion Barry.
I didn't know that either.
I definitely didn't
know. I had no clue about that.
There was a Marion Barry whatever pastry.
I don't think it affects Ann Pizza that much because they're generally not a place that is known for desserts at all.
Right.
But I think they have cookies at the end of the
line.
Here's
what will affect them. If people show up outside with signs and protesting.
Is there that much of a fervor to protect?
You've got
to
be a real loser if you're going to go protest. Barry.
I agree with that.
Reputation.
Out in front of Ann Pizza.
And again, maybe this is me being insensitive. I thought it was funny. Now if I'm working PR for Ann Pizza, I'm gonna be like, it is funny, but we can't do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's funny. It's making me laugh inside the boardroom, but we can't run with it because people are gonna lose their ass.
some people,
not all, but some
most
people.
Are not.
Mostly old heads who know who Marion Barry is from back in the day.
Who feel like they should protect his reputation.
Well, I mean,
others are
not going
to
care. Well,
it's
not even to protect his reputation. It's just kind of disrespectful. The guy's friggin' dead. I mean, you know. I don't know.
I just found that story to be kind of funny yesterday. I didn't even realize it was a thing until my daughter brought it up to me.
Maybe it's like the last gasp of a place that's going out of business.
I don't know. Maybe
and like you
they're
say,
desperate and they
desperate.
Just want to
we'll
get
just,
any news.
We'll do whatever we can do.
Again, I only know that one location, and it's just based on. I lived there for 4 years, and we went there fairly frequently because you could walk to it. It used to have a pretty healthy line, and now when I go by it,
nothing.
I don't know if it's nothing.
Don't they say more than half of most restaurants fail? And that's not
because
even
there's so much competition.
Yeah, and
I mean, there's so many
it's
restaurants.
Barely even a restaurant. I mean, it's just a fast casual, whatever you would call it.
Yeah. It's a chain.
Yeah. If they want to bring by some Marion Barry knots,
you're gonna be a scab or whatever
across the. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I'm willing to sample it. Other than I think the name's offensive. The marketing campaign's offensive, but I'm willing to try to eat it.
to put it in my tummy.
Willing to try the product.
You'll be the judge.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care either way, but I'm happy to try it. And it's certainly if they want to throw in some pizza.
Yeah, if they want to bring the Maverick, I believe that was my go-to back in the day. I can't remember what was on it.
Here's how you make any dessert better. Just throw a bunch of powdered sugar on top of it like they're talking about in this campaign.
I love powdered sugar.
I remember one of the few times I've been skiing since like high school, I went with one of my kids, and I think it was at Ski Liberty. Came down to the bottom of the slope. They're making like fresh beignets. I think that's how you pronounce it. Drab's been to New Orleans. He loves it. He knows all about their culture. It's like a flaky pastry fried, and then they just douse it with powdered sugar.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
You know, good.
So similar to a funnel cake.
Similar, but a little bit different. It was so, you know how good that tasted when I was coming off the bunny slope at Ski Liberty.
Well, don't they also sometimes put a little chocolate
so
in those
good.
Things?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
do.
You know who makes those? The bread and butter at the Borgata.
Oh, which is also now at MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
Always a line. Always.
A powdered sugar. If anybody wants to bring a powdered sugared beignet by with a little chocolate inside.
Beignet.
They won't.
Yeah, of course.
Somebody's having a sugar craving.
Yeah.
I'm always. I'm hardcore.
Sugar's delicious.
You need your fix.
It's so good.
No, I need to go back to my no carbs.
When's that going to happen?
I don't know.
TBD?
I got a lot of things I got to do. I got to start hydrating.
And drinking coffee from the looks of it.
Well, this has caffeine, right? So hopefully that... This has caffeine, right? So I don't need
coffee.
I don't know.
I've read
I'm pretty
the ingredients.
Sure it says caffeine. Yeah. Just long as I get caffeine. Believe me, coffee sucks.
I disagree vehemently.
I just drink it so I can stay awake.
All right. Speaking of staying awake, maybe you need Adult Sleep Energy. They are the sponsor of Hit the Skins.
Love Don't Sleep.
So we'll Hit the Skins next, and we'll talk to Brian Baldinger. We'll talk NFL with him coming up at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.